My understanding that there is a reduction in food stamp benefits, and there may be a ripple effect to food banks because of that.
Well, starting Friday, November 1st, so the 1st of November, all households that receive SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits, which was formerly called food stamps, will see about a 5% decrease in their benefits. And this is something that was the increase to the benefits that happened in 2009 were actually associated with federal stimulus dollars. And then in 2010, Congress said, we're not going to keep doing that, and gave the date of November 1st, 2013, that benefits would go back down. So this has kind of been under the radar of everyone. A lot of the Brazos Valley Food Bank, myself, went out into the community and did community forums on it so that we could get social service providers aware of what was going on so that they would be able to talk to the folks that they help, just to give them a heads up. There's no way to appeal this. This doesn't have anything to do with anybody's individual circumstances. It's just across the board cuts. I know that letters went out to individuals, so, you know, if you get your mail, if you read your mail, and, you know, we're all guilty of not reading all of our mail, they should know that there's going to be a cut happening starting in November, and it's permanent. So as a food bank person, I think, okay, that's tough on families that are already obviously needing safety net programs. And then the timing of it is awful because we're just about to enter the holiday season. So while I can't say that the Brazos Valley Food Bank has seen a spike in need or our partner agencies have seen a spike in need because of this yet, we are really anticipating that we will.
And when might that occur?
Well, it's my understanding that most people see their benefits rolling in around the 5th of the month. And so, you know, if people are planning ahead, which some do and some don't, they may start this month, next week, the following week. I definitely think that there may be a lag in November just because people will be going and operating in automatic mode how they normally do, and they're going to really start feeling that pinch in early December, which is, you know, a really hard time because we all have extra expenses in December related to the holidays. But the families that we're talking about are seeing an added expense, not only because they want to buy presents for their kids, but that their kids are home on break. So they're feeding them more and they're not getting school meals. So it's just all around a bad situation that I appreciate you bringing to light because I don't think a lot of people know about it. And it's absolutely unrelated to what's still being talked about with the Farm Bill and probably future cuts to SNAP program as well.
So what can we do to help out the food bank to maybe ease some of that crunch?
Well, you know, we're very lucky that this community is very supportive of the food bank during the holidays. So I anticipate that we will have that same luck in November and December with a lot of donated food and a lot of donated money. But I stress this every year, and I think I really need to stress it this year, is that we do need that kind of support all year round. And I really do feel like that is the message I want to get out there. I really do feel as though there's going to even be more cuts when the Farm Bill gets settled, and really the only place that these families are going to be able to turn to are those food pantries. And honestly, they're pretty stretched thin already.
And how does one go about helping you all out?
Yeah, I need to give some positive things here. So, you know, it's really easy to donate food to the Brazos Valley Food Bank. Simple ways to come on out to the food bank. We can show you around, bring your food in. We are in North Bryan, so that's not convenient for everybody, but a lot of the grocery stores, the HEBs and the Krogers, have collection barrels. You may not see it right away, but the store managers and store folks will know. And so you can drop off food donations in those barrels because we pick those up periodically, or when you're at the grocery store, buy a few extra things and plop them in that barrel for us. You know, and then there's a lot of different food fundraisers going on for the food bank at this time of year that folks can learn about on our website. There's an Empty Bowls event. There's the Big Food for Family Food Drive on December 11th. There's runs and races and all kinds of fun things. So just finding a way to, you know, meet within your busy schedule what you can do, and then finding your niche and getting involved with the food bank. Money is very, very, very appreciated. We can take a dollar and turn that into 5 pounds of food. So we have a maximizing power of five, and that makes it so that we can buy the things that we don't get donated. And then also to make sure that we're getting the healthiest types of foods out there. Not to say people don't donate healthy food, but oftentimes we're donating the stuff that we didn't want or decided we didn't want. And so, you know, we need to fill that gap of what is not being donated.
Also, if you would remind listeners of your website and your social media.
Sure. So we're not doing Twitter, but we are on Facebook, and our website is www.bvfb. That's B as in boy, V as in Victor, F as in Frank, B as in boy, .org. And you know, volunteering is always needed. We're really lucky right now to really be booked up because, again, people are thinking about food, thinking about the holidays, and thinking about the food bank. But I'm pretty certain, I've been told, come January, we have a lot of openings for some help.